It's time for What's Up with Jacinth.
You'll have to excuse us. We've just opened. There's a fish in the percolator. I've got that to play today as well. I've got something really exciting for you. You've Twin Peaks to play today.
BFM News Headlines.
Here we are. Atamaria coming up in your news at Wairukaraka. Associate Health Minister Peter Dunn proposes a change to the New Zealand drug laws. The Green Party says the new budget has too much money for dairy and not enough for the environment. Egypt blocks access to a prominent financial news website. And Chappelle Corby is deported from Bali. For these stories in full, plus the P2 Power Surf Report with Michael Malloy, stick around for 8 o'clock. In your traffic today, if you're headed eastbound on the northwestern, you're going to have a rough time from Te Aritu to St. Luke's, but clearing after that. If you're headed southbound on the northern motorway, it's going to be a really tough one from Otea Valley down to Esmond, but fine on the bridge. And if you're headed northbound on the southern, it's going to be your classic slog from East Tamaki through to Green Lane, but fine either side of that. And there's your traffic.
The genre-bending Borderline Music Festival returns to the Wine Cellar and Whammy this Queen's Birthday weekend, offering up an excellent weekend of underground artists from here and abroad. Cricket Farm, Tim Guy, Waterfalls, Bozo and Harvey Unclear, PHF, Lapis, Bad Sad, Long Distance Runner, Astro Children and Mermaidens, Human Resource, The Convoy, Eyes No Eyes, Teeth, Pleasure Magenta and so, so many more. Borderline Music Festival at the Wine Cellar and Whammy, June 2nd, 3rd and 4th. Single night and weekend tickets from Flying Out and Under the Radar.
Hi, I'm looking for a lunch bell.
Yes, this is the bell department, but please don't ring any.
Why not?
Oh, gross, you're drooling everywhere.
Please, it's the bells, every time I hear one. Sorry, I was raised by Pavlovian physiologists.
This will get the glands going. Listen out for the lunch bell every weekday on Morning Glory for a free fries giveaway from Lord of the Fries, your favourite ethical fast food joint. Hear the lunch bell? Salivate, then text Lord of the Fries to 5395 for your chance to win with Lord of the Fries and 95 BFM.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's actually a live cross to Rick Breeze. Every breeze is a cool breeze when you're in regards to Rick Breeze, because he's cool. You can't spell low pressure front without Rick Breeze. I heard the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains. Is that true, Rick Breeze? It's Rick Breeze with your weather update, thanks to ProGear, professional photographics, unparalleled quality and good-ass cameras, etc. at progear.co.nz.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Look, I don't want to make it all about me just for a second, but just for a second. Hey, so did you just hear that? Were you listening to the radio just then, my Tracachino?
Kind of. No, not really.
Okay, so I played... Good to know. So I played a track by Elizabeth Fraser and Jeff Buckley, which is a love song they both wrote together. And then someone sent me a text, though, it shut up. And, oh, my God, it's 20 years to the day that he died.
Really? Exactly.
It gave me shivers.
Wow.
Because you know me and Jeff Buckley. I'm sort of obsessed by him. I didn't know that. Wow. And last night, there's a little toy tiger that my little friend Isla just got yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was coming up with a name for it. And I thought, just before she said it, I swear to God, when she said rah-rah, I just thought of it. I think I'm in some sort of crazy... Both those stories are true, Rick.
I was thinking let's have a go at the weather then for the next...
Oh, I didn't. Still, I mean, I don't want to take your job.
Quite good.
Yeah. What about the weather? I'm just freaking out on a Monday morning.
Freak out. That sounds really cool. The best thing is there's a really neat rainbow just to my south.
Rainbow Nation.
I suppose that means there's some showers coming across. And yeah, exactly. Especially over Grey Lynn. But yeah, good showers. A few just coming across. Hopefully not lasting very long. Well, not really expected to last very long. Looking kind of fine out to the east. A bit of cloud there. A bit of blue sky overhead. And expecting a generally fine day, but obviously just a few of these little showers pushing through as the remains of that front moves across the north and then out to the east. A little bit of a brief ridge of high pressure comes across the north of the country, and then there's a whole series of troughs moving into the Tasman, and those are just going to affect us, or probably more the southern parts of the country, but moving across during the week, and it looks like a fairly decent kind of low towards the end and into the start of the weekend, moving across the north, and at the same time a big area of high pressure sort of pushing in over the south of the country at the same time into the weekend as well. So depending on how far that manages to build north, we could either get a bit of rain or some fine periods. So it's one of those little weather forecasting fun things. Go one way or the other, almost.
So it's not so much a forecast, more a guess.
Yeah. Well, it's quite often it's like that, actually, I reckon. But it looks like at some point in the weekend we're going to get a bit of rain out of it anyway. So I'll say possible for Saturday and more likely for Sunday. That's what I'm going with. But at the moment, but anyway, forecast for today, mostly fine, some cloud, and just a few little showers coming through early, and just a slight chance of a shower later on. Southwesterly breezes developing, not really much around at the moment, fairly calm. The high today about 19 degrees, overnight low should be somewhere around 11, and it's just a fraction over 11 at the moment. Tuesday, expect some increase in cloud and a bit of later rain developing northwesterly, gradually moving around to the north northeast, and then it'll flip back around to the west again very late. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with some showers possible in the southwesterly, and Thursday looking at the moment mostly fine with long sunny periods, but just chance of some later showers and a northeasterly starting to develop there.
Thank you very much, Rick. Would you remember? I can remember when I started at BFM many, many years ago. Just down the way there from where BFM was, across the way was the upper common room, and that's where people used to go there for a bit of a brinkadink.
Yeah.
For a bit of a scoob on the old dudes.
Oh yeah.
There with the old cannabis on the old pot, and you could almost, it was almost a supermarket up there, wasn't it, for pots?
So I heard, actually. I never really saw much of that, but somebody came up to me once, and because I used to, I was always hanging out at BFM and would always walk along the walkway.
Oh, you get tainted, but you get tainted with the brush for sure.
Well, somebody came up to me a lot later and said, we always used to be worried because we thought you were a D.
You do carry that aura about your record as you bounce away.
I heard that. The police basically couldn't really go onto the campus unless they were invited or something, and that's why it was.
I think that's pretty much different now.
It's very different.
Different
now,
times,
sure.
I asked you that because I'm going to ask Jacinda Ardern about cannabis. And old Peter Dunn is saying that C-class drugs should be regulated in New Zealand. That's what he said. It's going to be an election issue.
Yeah, sounds
and,
like it.
And who would ever have thought, hey, back in the old Abercorn, stinky old weed corner days, that we'll be talking about that on, that becoming so close to perhaps becoming a reality. Who knows?
Our current Prime Minister did say it again, just that.
Bill's never inhaled, held it in his mouth or whatever. however a politician describes it. I'm trying to remember, we did a 20 questions thing with him, won a couple of elections into our TV show when we did the Havoc Newsboy election special. And one of the questions was what is a bong? And I don't think he answered it. Jenny Shipley went, it's a smoking implement. But some people use them for cannabis, I believe. Oh, sorry. So she knew. She knew what was going on. But, it's interesting. Interesting to see what's going to happen there.
Very interesting.
Because, in other parts of the world, it's done very well, that thinking, Rick.
It has.
Yeah. And,
extremely well.
But, maybe we munt a bit hard here. and we just don't know how to regulate ourselves, let alone our C-class drugs. We'll see what happens. I'll see what Jacinda says anyway. But thanks very much, Rick.
Excellent.
All the best.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Wow, lucky I'm wearing a sweater. Thanks, Rick Breeze. And thanks to Pro Gear, proud sponsors of Rick Breeze Weather. Professional photographics and unparalleled quality online at progear.co.nz.
I'm supposed to return Rick down now, but I worry he's going to trip over something on the way back. And if we hear you, then we'll know. Just send a rescue truck.
Very good.
So you're fine?
Yep,
right,
totally fine.
Thank you. Great time in the morning for a bit of Bobby Womack. The late, great Bobby Womack. He didn't die today as well, did he? Oh my God, you fucking not bringing this down today? That's so weird. Freak me out.
brother were fine, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you're put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Shooting that dope man you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell if without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby. Across 110th Street, you can find it all.
Sweet Bobby Womack across 110th Street. It's this time of the morning, 7:45, where we say...
It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
I didn't really intro that right, did I? I was like, what time is it? It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern. Hi, Jacinda, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. Busy. It was great, thank you.
I bet you sat down and you just pored over that budget, page by page.
I did spend a bit of time this last week poring over a few different parts of the budget, that's true. They've made them over the years quite hard to decipher, I have to say. They're getting harder and harder to read.
I kind of think that if I was making the budget, and it was an election year, 4 months out from the election, I would make it so that it would take 4 months to read.
I'd say that's probably about right at the moment. I've read them over a few years now, and some of the things that they've been doing. I mean, even just example, I cover the children's area, and because we've now no longer got Child, Youth and Family, these whole appropriations that are just gone, but it's very hard to track where they've been put. So, yeah, it's a tricky thing, but I guess that's the government's prerogative, isn't it?
Did you look at the budget and sort of think to yourself, they've done a few things here which is essentially sweeping up their own filthy mess?
Oh yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, this time we saw, particularly in health and education, a lot of trumpeting around big new spends, whereas actually when you drill down into it, it's money that actually should have gone in years ago and still will only allow them to stand still. So there's a lot of catch-up in this budget. And particularly in those really big core areas like health and education.
What about mental health especially? I think mental health is going to be a huge thing in the selection, and it's all very good. Well, it's all very good. Well, to say we're throwing loads of money at it, but is there any sort of admission of who's to blame for the reason it's in the state it's in?
Yeah, no. I mean, not that I've seen in the budget. That's why one of the things that we've been talking about is actually going back and having, because some people who work in the sector will say it's not just a resource thing. There's a whole lot of other issues around where the resources are going, and that's why after listening to them, you know, we said a while ago now that we thought we needed to do a proper review of mental health services. There's a couple of areas where we know there's problems. Primary mental health, getting in there really early. If someone's coming in and presenting to their GP as you know, having low to moderate risk, there's not really many places for them to be referred to in a timely way. Yep. So there's some of those we already know, but by and large, we agree that we need to sit down and have a proper look. But where the government puts some money in is what they call the social investment, which you hear bandied around a bit. Social investment for mental health basically means that the government's going to put in money where they know they're going to save money. So they've been inclined to do it in areas like if you're unemployed and there are mental health issues. So I'll put money in there because that saves some money on unemployment benefits. But our view is mental health is about a person's well-being. It shouldn't just be about what Stephen Joyce calls outputs. These are human lives. So I guess we take a very different view on some of this stuff.
What about some things that have come up in the last week about crime and talk about crime first, crime and drugs. And crime, firstly, you've got people saying these dairy robberies are too much. It's happening too often. You know, we need to be able to give dairy owners rights to this and that, and you know, get them tasers or get them tiger traps they can put under the floor. Or something. Like isn't that sort of ambulance at the bottom of the cliff?
Yeah, and I can certainly appreciate that strength of feeling. You see some of these attacks, and they are pretty vicious, and people feel vulnerable. But you know, I was up visiting, a group of lawyers who have been involved in this space as prosecution lawyers, and they pointed out to me that some of the cases they're seeing have been kids stealing food. And I know that there are a whole group of stories that have been around cigarettes and alcohol, but underneath this is an issue around deprivation.
Who are your parents why do you think it's okay to do that? And why do you think it's okay to threaten someone?
Yeah. If you're 13 or 14 years old, you can guarantee there's some issues going on at home. You know, a 13-year-old doesn't just wake up one day, and decide they're going to go and rob a dairy without things being pretty messed up in their family situation. Yeah. So, you know, our view is that, whilst we need to make these people feel safe, and, you know, there's certainly more we could be doing with our police resources, it actually goes a lot deeper than that.
So let's talk about that. Peter Dunn has come out over the weekend and sort of said that he thinks it's time for the government to think about making to regulate Class C drugs, cannabis especially, and I don't know if it's in the Class C specifically, but
saying so he's come out over the weekend and he's worried about his seat. I get that. Well, I don't know. I think we should, have that debate as Kiwis. I think we should be having that discussion. I'm maybe a little bit cynical because he's been the minister that's been in charge of this area for the last 3 years, and he's suddenly raising it now.
Minister's not into it at all.
He's definitely not into it. I mean, he's a conservative Southlander.
Well, he smoked pot in South Island as well, you know.
But that's right. But he's also, he's very open about, his Catholicism as well. So it all probably plays a part. But, the Law Commission a while ago now did a review of drug laws in New Zealand. And one of the things that they came out and said was, actually, if you're going to take we should be taking a health-related approach rather than a criminal justice one. And if you're doing that, actually, you'd probably have a bit of a graduated warning system for things like marijuana. So if you're caught with personal supply, first time, not much happens. Second time, you might get referred to some, rehabilitation program. Third time, they start looking at it differently. But they at least were starting to try and have that conversation around, should we be filling up our prisons with people on those kind of offences? So I do think we need to have that debate.
Do you think that Peter Dunn's sort of feeling a little bit guilty in a sense about the damage that synthetic marijuana did on his watch?
Yeah, I mean we were a bit slower than we should have been on that. But you know.
I don't think anyone would have guessed it was actually drive people as nutty as it did.
Yeah, it was horrific. And I guess the last time we had that kind of debate was back with the emergence of party pills, back when Jim Anderson used to cover drug and alcohol issues. So yeah, we were slower than we should have been, and a lot of harm was done. But there's no doubt as well. I mean, we've got to try and find the right middle way through on this debate, because there's no doubt, you know, young kids smoking weed early does harm to them as well. So it's not an easy one, but, you know, I think a lot of people would agree that probably where we are right now, we could do better.
So Labor's stance on that would be?
Oh, we've always said that we wanted the work that the Law Commission did to come before Parliament, so that we could debate some of the proposals and ideas that they put forward, because there were some good ones in there. What we have absolutely said is we need to move to harm minimisation and a health-based approach.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Jacinda. Lovely to talk
Thanks
to you again.
Lot.
And your plans
Thanks
for the week? What's number one on your list this week?
I'm back down to Parliament again this week. There's going to be a lot more budget chat this week.
Lovely, yep. Lovely. All right, speak to you again this time next week. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, bye.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.